All right, everybody, welcome to the podcast. It's been a while. Yes, it has been a while. A lot of things have happened. Obviously, the quarantine situation where we were sitting down and not being able to do anything, not going out or anything like that. An opportunity for us actually came across here at home. So we've been busy, a few opportunities. We've been busy working from home like we were before. But I was waiting for this podcast to be able to be heard everywhere. Now it is being heard on Apple Podcasts, which is good. Now everybody's got it. Everybody can listen to the podcast. Okay, so the last time that I got on the mic here, I talked a little bit about comedy and one of my friends, well, many of them, a few of them, not many, a few, asked why I stopped doing comedy and here's the deal. So I did some stand-up comedy, and it was more because I was hosting a morning show on television and on radio, a weekend show on TV and a morning show on radio. And a lot of the stuff that you do on air, it's funny. You know, a lot of people thought it was really funny. So there was a comedian that didn't get a visa to come in and open up for a big act, Mexican comic. And so they asked, hey, would you be willing to do it and just kind of stretch the time until the comedian arrives? And so last minute thing, I got up on stage and I said a bunch of jokes. I mean, I bombed. I'm pretty sure I bombed. Humor in Spanish is very different than humor in English. And so I tried it a few more times. I've hosted comedy shows. I've done comedy, you know, skits here and there. And some of the stuff that I have is very repetitive. But it's hard. Today and age is really hard to be a comic. Many people get offended very, very easy. You go up on stage and you say something and, you know, they take it personal. And it's like, don't sit in the front row when you go see a comic. And, you know, what seems to be funny to the masses, there's that one minority that's going to sit there and say, that's not funny. Then that's not funny. So, you know, it happened a lot. Not to mention I kind of sucked as a comic. But I could have pursued it. There's a lot of things that I like to say, and I say it around people, and there's stories that have happened to me that I like to joke about and entertain people with it. But this day and age, it's hard. It's really hard because you're gonna offend somebody, and you know, they're going to get mad at you and they're going to make it public and you're going to go down the hole and people are going to be like, that guy's a racist. He's a homophobic. And he's like, a joke is a joke. And people just can't take jokes anymore. So the emphasis on comedy went away a long time ago. I still do a lot of stuff and I try to be funny and try to entertain people and that kind of stuff. But you know, if comics are out there and they want to be comics and they can go full force and continue and pursue it, hey, it's hard work like everything else. You know, 20 years ago, I started doing television. 20 years later, I'm still doing television. I'm still not famous, hence the name of the podcast. It's hard work. It's hard to get to where you want to be, but the ride has been fun. It's been great. I mean, I live okay. I live way better than I did when I was growing up. And I hope my family feels okay. I get a chance to ride a beautiful bicycle every morning and exercise with it, which I could never do it growing up with my parents because, you know, they were very poor. But for those comics, it's you know, my hat's off. My hat's off to the comics and the athletes, you know, people that are 100% dedicated, you know, the basketball players, the track athletes, the, you know, baseball players. I've seen some of the work. The boxers, I've been around a lot of boxers. They go 100%. And to do some things that you would never think are possible for the human body to do it. And to them, it's everyday work. You know, the other day, one of my cameramen said, hey, I'll meet you at the top of a mountain here in Phoenix, Arizona, called South Mountain. It's about 2,100 feet up. That's probably one of the highest points here in Phoenix. And I climb it all the time. I get on my bike and I go up to the towers, which is the highest point of the mountain, all the time. And he said, how long is it going to take you to get there? And I said, it's going to take me about an hour. Now, I didn't think I was going to go that fast. I didn't think I was going to be able to push myself. But I've been on a program and I've been training and I've been riding a lot. Well, it wasn't an hour. It was 39 minutes. And I got up there. I got a chance to rest a little bit. He shot some stuff. You can see it on my profiles on Instagram and Facebook. But he's like, where's your car? No, dude, I rode my bike up here. He's like, No, that's crazy. Wow, dude, that's impressive. I said, it's not even that hard. But I've been climbing that mountain for 15 years. You know, it's, if I don't do it, it's because I'm really, really not feeling good. But other than that, I can get up that mountain and I can even go faster than 39 if I really work at it. But, you know, anyways, that's the same thing with careers. You know, people, the comics, there's some comics out there that I'm surprised that they made it so far, because I saw them when they started and I'm like, dude, you were horrible. But, you know, he got the groove. She got funny. She found a topic. She made it hilarious. And, you know, they're doing really well today. So to answer the question, comedy, it's really, really hard. It's really hard for me. It's really, really hard. You know, I've got a pretty good career on television. I'd hate to upset people. At the end of the day, you know, I got a family to feed, and I'll keep playing the dumb guy on TV until that wears out. And then eventually I'll go to become a superhero action superstar on film or something. No, that's just a dream. That may never happen. It's just a dream. But I'm putting it out there. Hey, I'm putting it out there. I'm 40 years old. I'm working out. I'm sure I can dye my hair. I'll look buff, and I can look not like a thug, but maybe like a really good cop. I don't know. Anyways. All right. Hey, everybody. So we've got, we're going to continue. I'm going to work hard now on trying to put one of these podcasts every week and eventually growing. An update on the backyard. So we're talking, my wife and I were talking about building, you know, a studio back there, but it sounds like we may just move on to something completely different and build a pool. So I will be doing podcasts from one of the bedrooms here. We're going to convert it into a studio as soon as my son moves out. And then we'll go live on YouTube and on film and on camera, on digital camera. I'm sorry, not film. I'm old school here. But we'll do this podcast as a vlog or, you know, on YouTube and call it the Not Famous Podcast or Vlogcast, whatever the hell it's called. All right, everybody. So listen, we're going to keep it short. It's 7 o'clock. I just wanted to come back and talk about the topic. I had to listen to my last podcast to see what I was going to say. But yeah, so we've got some serious stuff happening here in Spanish. Cocinemos con Sazón is going to enter season 2, and we're going to be cooking a bunch of recipes. Follow me on Instagram. It's at j.r.cardenas, C-A-R-D-E-N-A-S. On Twitter, it's jrcardenas.tv. And then on Facebook, same thing, j.r.cardenas. It's facebook.com/cardenasjr. You'll be able to see my profile. I put up a bunch of stuff that we cook every once in a while. I've been really doing a bunch of salads, but this is all just warm up so that we can go and I've been eating salads so that I can look better on TV. But we've been going into the steak salads, the shrimp salads, the chicken salads. But hopefully I can get a series of salads for the show in Spanish. So Cocinemos con Sazón, if you are bilingual, if you speak Spanish, that show's coming up on season number 2. We should be going on air real soon. Su Vida still airing on Your View. You go to YouTube, enter, search Your View, Y-U-R-V-I-E-W, Your View, Su Vida, J.R. Cardenas, Vanessa Ramirez. You'll be able to see us there every episode on YouTube now, the Su Vida episode, which is an entertainment magazine show. It's pretty cool, pretty cool stuff. And, hey, some changes are happening. Hopefully, I'm putting it out there so that it can happen. And when it does, I'll let you guys know. Thanks for being part of the podcast. Send me an email. Here, I'm going to make the email. I'm going to call it notfamouspodcast@gmail.com. Okay. So I'm going to build that email right now. notfamouspodcast@gmail.com. Let's talk about some topics, some shout outs. Let's talk about, issues, you know, this is a podcast where I'd like to involve some more people. By the way, we are working. Like I told you guys before, I am doing all the research on getting phone calls to come in so that we can talk to people on the phone as we're recording the show. And that's going to happen when we go live on YouTube and all that stuff. So, but yeah, coming soon. Hey everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. By the way, before I go, check this out. All right, with that being said, we'll see you guys real soon. Thanks for hanging out. Everybody out there, be careful. If you're in Arizona, you're listening to the show. Hey, 110 degrees this week. Drink a lot of water, change your air filters, definitely put some stuff on your skin to block the sun, whatever it is that you want to put on. There's so many products out there. Sunscreen is the most common, but other people put, you know, other stuff. Anyways, whatever floats your boat. Take it easy, guys. We'll see you guys soon, and thanks for listening.